But we'll be happy to have him back next week, and hopefully he has a good rest of the weekend.
It's week number three, and that means the Strong Side is back this Sunday. Tune in at 7 p.m. on Sunday to listen to the most in-depth 60 minutes about high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. The Strong Side returns this Sunday and runs the rest of the football season. Dave, you excited for that return?
I am. I always enjoy catching up on the weekend's games. We always get to see one of them, but there's always been some big games to talk about. Matter of fact, I think we got one we might have to discuss for a few minutes tonight, well, after what happened last night and with the Deckerville game. So always look forward to the Strong Side.
Tonight it's the Ugly Bearcats on the road taking on the Sandusky Redskins as you're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLAW Sports Network.
For everything to do of hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bow action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Don't miss the 26th annual used gun auction being held at Woods and Water Weekend on Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 135 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available on the website, randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shocks and struts at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to an $80 prepaid Visa card rebate when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. Ubley Motor Service also has special sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will also check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to an $80 rebate when you install Napa shocks or struts at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
You're in the money when you switch to Thumb Cellular. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line, or upgrade your phone, get $100. The Big Benjamin. 100 smackaronis. Call it what you'd like. You're getting $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. Want a case and a new phone? It's $100 your way. And it's happening now at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. With offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 1021, download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your call tonight from Sandusky, Michigan. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on the WLW Sports Network. We're together with as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining today from the Huron Daily Tribune via text, it's the sure keep of the jet sweep, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, from the Huron Daily Tribune and via text as well, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mr. Mike Gallagher, and our Director of Sports Information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our games predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner, complete with a trophy now. And after 2 weeks of broadcasting, it's Paul P. Adams with one victory, and surprisingly, yours truly, Clark Ramsey, tied with one win as well.
I'm not sure why that's a surprise. You always seem to get one or two of them every year.
Seems like a couple, I think it was 2 years ago, I believe you had three or four, and you were in the running.
I feel like I was in the lead at one point.
And you were for quite a few weeks, yes.
But, you know, it's all how it all goes down. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game of the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week, such as was the case last week. Since all four were wrong last week, and Doug Cole's our co-champion from a year prior, he's up first tonight with his pick. Doug Cole.
Well, so far my picks have not been co-champion-like at all so far, so hopefully I'll get this one right. I've been back and forth in this one. I picked against, I believe, the first week against USA, and I don't know. I'm going to pick against them again. I just like the home team here, Sandusky. It looks like it's going to be a good crowd, nice weather. I'm going to go with Sandusky 22, Ubley 19. Close one.
A close one indeed. Doug Cole in the books with Sandusky winning by 3 points, 22-19, a three-point victory for the Redskins. Now, Mike Gallagher via text message. He says over 500 combining yards, rushing yards and less than 50 combined passing yards. In a clash between two ground-and-pound teams, Ubley will make enough big plays to come out on top. The Bearcat defense will be tested against a tough Sandusky backfield, but will be strong when necessary. And Mike Gallagher is picking the Ubley Bearcats 28-20 over the Sandusky Redskins. So an 8-point victory for Ubley in the eyes of Mike Gallagher, sports writer for the Huron Daily Tribune. Now we check in with our in-game analysis, Dave Hanson.
You know, Clark, we've been going back and forth at this all week, which makes me very excited about this game. Don't know as much about Sandusky as I'd like. We got to see Ubley up front and close and personal week one. Really liked how they come out in the first half. Second half kind of laid an egg on me. Wasn't really happy about that. But I got here tonight, and after doing all my research, I really think the Ubley Bearcats are still the best team in the Eastern Conference. I think with Harbor Beach stumbling, Ubley has now put the bullseye on their backside. And until somebody takes them down, I'm going to go with the Bearcats here. I'd like them to score enough points tonight. They're not going to let off the accelerator like they did in USA. And the defense is as tough as anybody around. I like the Bearcats 32-20.
32-20. Dave Hansen in the books with a 12-point Bearcat victory. And our last victor in the Media Roundtable winner will be Paul P. Adams, sports editor for the Huron Daily Tribune. His pick for tonight, he says Sandusky is off to the best start since 2015. The Redskins have steamrolled their first two opponents. Tonight, they will get their first real test with Ubley. They pass that test and firmly cement themselves as the team to beat in the Greater Thumb East. Paul P. Adams in the book saying Sandusky 28, Ubley 20. Ironically, the same score as Mike Gallagher, except the opposite outcome. So Paul P. Adams in the books with a Sandusky victory by 8 points. Doug Cole in the books with a Sandusky victory by 3 points, 22-19. Dave Hansen has Ubley winning by 12 points, 32-20. And Mike Gallagher has the Ubley Bearcats winning by 8 points, 28-20. Now we check in with our other area games going on across the region. In one game that we had an outcome last night, of course, we had a forfeiture by CPS. Dryden gets the victory, moves to 2-1 of the season. Deckerville, though, falls short in Mount Pleasant to Sacred Heart, 22-12.
Yeah, I guess I was more surprised at first, but Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart has a traditional history of being very good at football, and they've moved right into this conference, into this eight-player division, and made a name for themselves. They moved to 2-1, but when you